Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and myself are excited about tonight's show. We've got lots of good series going on this week against, interdivision and as well as just the Rafi Devers trade in the weekend. I mean, I'm sure you've heard tons about it over the last 2 days. Maybe you're sick of hearing about it. Maybe you want to just, you're excited to hear Nolan, in my opinion. We're going to give it to you no matter what. So, last night in the Dodgers-Padres game, little tip for tat the last couple of nights with Tatis being hit a couple of times, Mr. Ohtani being hit. That rivalry is alive and well. And of course, so many other ones. But you were probably got to talk a little bit about the closing in on the end of the first round of the All-Star balloting. Some newcomers on the... look like they're going to the All-Star game for sure or whatever and stuff like that. We'll talk about them. We'll talk about the standings, of course, and stuff. And Cal Raleigh leading Major League Baseball with his 27th blast last night. So just, again, tons to talk about. So, but before we get there, of course, as always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, spreading the message to all the servicemen and women out there listening to our weekly show. Can't thank you enough for being a part of it, allowing us to come into your weekly lives. And again, thank you for doing what you do. So Nolan, myself, the rest of the dirtbags here in the nation could do what we do. And that's baseball. As a player, a fan, a parent, a coach, that's the bottom line. So can't thank you enough, all the servicemen and women listening. And again, thank you for allowing us to come into your weekly, hopefully entertainment. And you get something out of it. That's all we can ask for. We try our best. You know, that's our guarantee. If you do have the curtain call question you want to send in to us, if you do have a personal training, baseball journey inquiry that you want to send in to us, you know where you can do that. That's Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan, myself, you got a guarantee that we will get back with you no matter what it is, especially on the personal end. And obviously, we'll try to get curtain call questions on the show to the best of our ability as well. So, because we love it. We love getting in. We love your passion for the game and just your love for the game. The same as us. So settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break. We're going to get up, get after it, get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on MyPlan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you going to get things rolling tonight?
Yeah, so obviously the big news from this past weekend, I mean, it's literally no surprise what we're about to talk about, the Rafael Devers trade. Not going to go too much into details on it. No real point at this point in time. Obviously, I mean, don't get me wrong. Boston doing this again, same as the Mookie Betts thing a few years back. Like, you just kind of shake your head and you're like, I just don't understand it. Like, at least Mookie Betts wasn't signed, but Devers was signed. Devers, I mean, just based on the way that his teammates were talking post-trade, doesn't sound like he was that guy that Tristan Casas loved so much coming out of spring training with, right? Like, Casas back in spring training, right when they signed Bregman, you kind of, he was making headlines saying, hey, he's my third baseman. He'll always be my third baseman. I want to catch balls from him as long as he's in the majors. That obviously didn't last too long. Bregman obviously signs. Christian Campbell, Marcelo Mayer, Roman Anthony all get called up. You get Garrett Crochet. You get, I already said Bregman, but you get some of those guys back. Like, Cass is coming back this year, fully healthy and everything like that at the start of the season. You're like, all right, this Boston team should be at least fairly competitive. But for whatever reason, Devers couldn't get out of his own way. You see Big Poppy talking about it. He's like, hey, ego got in the way. Duran basically said, in lesser words, good riddance. I really don't know. I really don't know why Rafi caused as much of a stink as he did. But here's the thing, right? And I saw this. I'm not going to take credit for it. I saw it on, I can't remember where the heck I saw it, but I saw it on someone else's podcast and they got talking about it. And it actually was a very good point. And I really hope that this isn't the case, because, and me and Kirk, we talked about it off air, obviously, before the show. But just because Liverpool in the English Premier League, soccer, right, European football, Fenway Sports Group owns Liverpool. Liverpool just signed Florian Wirtz, young superstar player over there, to the highest contract in EPL history. Not saying that that's where the Rafi Devers money went to. I'm not saying that that's not where the money went to. They also went out and piggybacked out with somebody else. I can't remember the other guy's name. But yeah, basically it was like 150 million pounds that they spent between these two players. And I mean, to US dollars, that's basically dollar for dollar. But when you're equating everything in there, you're like, okay, basically this all adds up to Rafael Devers' contract between Jordan Hicks, Harrison, the couple minor leaguers, the two soccer players that they pulled. You're like, it's not quite the $300 million US, but I think Devers only had, what, 200 and, well, I mean, only, like about $260 million left on the table. But flip side, Buster Posey, you went out and you made a move, man. That is a heck of a move by Buster Posey, especially since the Giants are neck and neck with the Dodgers right now. You're like, dude, we were waiting to see what you were doing to replace Matt Chapman. Well, he's on the IL. I did not have trading for Rafael Devers as one of those moves that I thought was going to be even plausible. Now, obviously, Devers is not the defensive third baseman that Matt Chapman is, but significantly better offensive player. He's a top 10 offensive player in the league when he's rolling. I mean, you've seen it since basically April 1st. The guy has done nothing but hit, and he's hit very well. I think his power will translate out to Oracle Park. And now, here's the thing. We got talking about it at baseball on Sunday right after the trade happened. And we were like, if Devers hits 30 home runs in total, right? He's at 15 right now, so he needs another 15 to get to 30. If he gets to the 30 home runs, does it actually count as him hitting 30 home runs and becoming the first San Francisco Giants since 2004 Barry Bonds to do it?
Yeah, I was kicking that around in my head too, because I was the common theme outside of obviously the shock value of the trade and the timing of it and everything else with the Red Sox and their pitching staff all of a sudden getting hot and the team getting hot and what were they, 6 of 8 and swept the Yankees and all of a sudden you'd blow it up. I'm with you. I don't put a lot of value in the 30 home runs. I'm not worried about that type of stuff. I'm worried about the impact. I think it, you and I talked about it a little bit, Nolan, and Giants fans out there. I think it helps a Willy Adames settle in a lot more. Gets him another Latin player out there and stuff like that. Not that he doesn't have him already or whatever and stuff like that around there, but I think it'll settle him down a little bit. It's going to give him, obviously, a lot better pitches in the two-hole with Devers behind him. I mean, that's just a good hitter, so you know you're going to get better stuff out of it and stuff. Again, Buster Posey, probably Hall of Fame catcher, and he keeps making moves like this or whatever and staying aggressive. Sure, I know they're all saying on the back end of the contract, and don't worry about that stuff. Like we always talk about, right? You go out and all of a sudden you topple the Dodgers, let's just say, and you win that other World Series. Who cares about that 320? Yeah, you care about it down the road if he is a shell of himself, Rafi Devers. But it's all about what he's doing during the whole time of it, right? And if you get a World Series out of it, you know, obviously it wasn't just Rafi Devers, but who cares?
Well, and you think about...
That's the goal, right?
Oh, 100%. You think about their core now, and you got Chapman for 5, you got Willy Adames for 7, and you got Devers for another 9. Like, you got your guys locked up. They're the big contract guys. You just need, and obviously Wilmer Flores over at first base, he's still doing a good job. He'll probably slide into some sort of platoon role on that. Like, I mean, he's playing first base now for the most part anyways. I can't really see Devers playing first base, although he did say that he was open to playing first base now that he's in San Francisco. But I'm looking at it, right? They got a lot of their guys signed. Younghoe Lee, what, he's got another 3 years, I think, before he can become a free agent. Like, they got guys there now. So that's the good thing. Like you said, it opens their window nicely.
Well, don't forget, their number one prospect is a first baseman. Now, again, they'll do what most teams do. They'll kind of move him around a little bit and stuff like that and try him in some different positions and see what happens. But who cares? You're going to have a young, serviceable stud coming up to work with those guys. Like, I know all the back end of those careers or whatever, and they're not going to maintain that. I pretty much guarantee that. That's just the way it goes. But like you said, over the next 3, 4, 5 years, they're in pretty good shape as long as they're staying healthy and stuff like that, and then move up a few young guys and then fill the hole as they need to. But now they're competing with the Dodgers. Now they missed out on it. Everybody knows they missed out on their guys over the last 3 off seasons. But now they got the one guy. And they got Adames in the offseason. They went out and got him really quick. They extended Chapman, like you said. I like the moves he's making. It's like they said early on, right? It's a baseball guy making baseball moves. You don't see that in this day and age because there's so much business-like, right? Yeah. They're almost afraid to pull the trigger on those type of trades, all the front offices. But Breslow was a former player. Get her done. I mean, they went to the well, by all accounts, with Devers right up to the head, Johnny Henry. If you're a Red Sox fan, you're livid. I get it. You're excited for the young kids, but on the downfall of that, over the last minute of this segment, Nolan, what they're doing with those young kids, I'm not quite sure. Pedro Martinez made a comment that Kristen Campbell, for example, they're playing him all over the field. They're actually making him a worse player.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting him settle in the role. Meyer's going to sit over there. He got a home run today or whatever in that, but he's going to sit over there at third base until Bregman gets back. And that $320 million, I got a funny feeling it's not going to Bregman. It's not going there. It's going other places and stuff like that, because I don't think they want to be the Baltimore Orioles, right? They got all these good young studs like the Orioles had 3 years ago. Now their pitching staff looks good, but you can never have enough pitching, as you know. Walker Buehler hasn't really looked good. Last night he got shelled. All kinds of walks. A disaster. So, I mean, at the end of the day, what a baseball trade at this time of the year to kick things off and get things rolling. So, we'll be right back here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's run through the standings over the last 10.
Yeah, so we'll start out with the AL East. You got New York Yankees, 42-30, 3-7 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 40-33. Toronto Blue Jays, 39-33. Boston Red Sox, 38-37. Baltimore Orioles, 31-41. Last 10, every team in that division, minus the Yankees, playing over 500 ball. The Yankees, this is crazy to me. Shut out for three straight games. First time since 2016 that has happened to the New York Yankees. And that's with Giancarlo Stanton coming back to make that lineup even that much more potent. But obviously, the big news kind of surrounding the AL East for this week, I'd say the Tampa Bay Rays finally announcing that they're planning on selling the team.
Yeah, that's... Well, I have to assume they exhausted all their avenues down there and stuff like that. And they're just, I hate to say it like that, but at wit's end, they had a beautiful stadium proposal. Then, of course, the unfortunate situation of the hurricane last fall. That's a tough situation. You look at that team and hopefully they can find good ownership moving forward.
Well, we've talked about it for a few years now. I think Nashville is going to be where they move to. I think they're going to want to stay relatively close to the East Coast. Obviously, Nashville, not necessarily East Coast, but I mean, it's impossible for at least staying in the AL East. But yeah, outside of that, obviously, there was some more news, but nothing really topped that one. AL Central, you get the Detroit Tigers, 47-27, still the best record in major leagues. Cleveland Guardians, 36-35. Minnesota Twins, 36-36. Kansas City Royals, 35-38. Chicago White Sox, 23-50. Detroit 6-4 in their last 10. Cleveland 3-7. Minnesota 2-8. Kansas City 2-8. Chicago White Sox 3-7. Bad week for AL Central teams. That's for dang sure. Especially Minnesota Twins losing 5 straight. White Sox 6 straight right now.
Yeah, I mean, Javier Baez finally a couple of home runs. He was in a drought for about a month. Last night's game. Just abysmal 10 games for that division. Like, just nothing working right other than the Tigers. So you expand it out. You're at 9.5 over the Guardians, right? In June, like that, they're starting to pull away. And I mean, Scooble, that team, and she's got them still playing good baseball. That's it at the bottom line. Kansas City Royals still just cannot get it going. They just can't get it figured out. Minnesota Twins, I was a little surprised at going 2-8 over the last 10. That was a bit of a shock. I thought they had really settled in and started figuring it out and playing pretty consistent baseball. But again, that's the name of the game, right? Highs and lows, and you got to roll when the good times, and and it's a kick in the head when it's not going well for you. You Twins fans and Royals fans, I'm sure you're at a loss, especially, I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we were just all excited about Mr. Caglianone. He hasn't hit his stride yet or whatever. It's going to come around. I'm not worried about it over the long haul, but boy, they really got to get things figured out and figured out quick, because they're starting to get behind. They're 11.5 back right now. So that's just a weak division right now.
Jumping out to the AL West, Houston Astros 42-31, Seattle Mariners 37-35, Texas Rangers 36-37, Los Angeles Angels 35-37, and the Sacramento Athletics 30-45. Basically every team playing 500. No, actually, every team playing 500 or better in that division over their last 10. Houston 7-3, Seattle 5-5, Texas 7-3, Los Angeles 6-4, and the Athletics 5-5. Probably biggest news from that week, or from this week, for the American League West, I'd say probably Logan Gilbert coming back. Makes his return there the other day for Seattle, goes 5 innings in a losing effort, 10 Ks, 3 hits, 2 earned runs against. Looked pretty sharp in his return. But yeah, I mean, obviously that's a huge boost for Seattle. Houston, I mean, they just keep rolling. No matter who it is that's playing for them, that's just a team that doesn't know how to lose.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the Rangers too and stuff like that. They got Kumar Rocker there the other night back. He looked pretty good and solid or whatever. Hopefully he just keeps evolving over the next or the rest of the season. He did have to leave that game with cramping in the legs. That was kind of funny watching them run out the pickle juice that night in the fifth inning to get through the fifth. But he looked really good in that game. Credit to the Angels. I mean, like you just said on the comment of the Yankees, they're playing the Yankees right now, back-to-back shutouts against them. Like they're playing good baseball. Ronnie's got them fighting and competing. I mean, you're still obviously hearing about Tyler Anderson and Taylor Ward probably at the trade deadline, coming up on their free agency years, you know, but they're playing like it's not affecting them. They're playing like they want to show Manasian that, hey, don't just be patient with us. We're not a great team, but we're not a bad, bad team either. Just give us a chance. Give us till the trade deadline. Let's see where we're at. So I'm excited about them. You know, how far it goes, who knows? But at least they're playing some good baseball.
Jumping over to the NL East, you get the New York Mets, 45-28. Philadelphia Phillies, 43-30. Atlanta Braves, 32-29. Washington Nationals, 30-43. Miami Marlins, 29-42. The New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies, 6-4 over their last 10. Atlanta Braves, 5-5 in their last 10. Washington Nationals, how about that? 10-game losing streak. 0-10 in their last 10. And the Miami Marlins at 6-4 in their last 10. I'd say probably New York Mets, obviously, down in Atlanta last night. Their fan base has to be incredibly happy with Juan Soto continuing to look like a terrible contract. And that's all that I really need to say about that, because that double play by Ronald Acuna, don't get me wrong, fantastic play by Ronald Acuna, but how Soto doesn't get back to first base on that is beyond me. Like, ball hit right to the fence, Acuna jumps up, catches the ball, and then proceeds to double him off at first. I don't know why Soto isn't basically three quarters of the way to second base. That ball hits off of the fence. No matter what, you're on third base. I don't think you're scoring on Ronald Acuna with his cannon of an arm. And there is less than two outs in the inning. Like, you still got to play it smart. You can't get doubled up at first base there.
My big takeaway was Robbie Thompson happened to sit Nick Castellanos after pulling him out there two nights ago. And I guess some derogatory comments and stuff like that or whatever. And Robbie Thompson was really good in his post game or whatever. And I just saying, you know, hey, I love the passion. I love the enthusiasm. He just went overboard. So he didn't throw him under the bus by any means or whatever. And that there's a sacrifice. It cost him his consecutive games, but he said, I love his passion. I love his willingness and desire to be in there every inning of every game. So that was a good manager decision and control in the clubhouse. I like that. I have no problem with that.
236 games is what they said, for Castellanos.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a streak.
Second longest, I think it's
a heck of a streak. Yep. Jumping
but again, the culture, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Jumping over to the NL Central, you get the Chicago Cubs, 45-28, tied for the best record in the National League with the New York Mets. Milwaukee Brewers, 39-35. Cincinnati Reds and St. Louis Cardinals, 38-35. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, 29-45. Cubs 6-4 over their last 10. Milwaukee 5-5 over their last 10. Cincinnati 8-2. St. Louis 3-7. Pittsburgh 5-5. Biggest thing that I saw this past week, obviously Jacob Mizorowski makes his debut last week. That was last Thursday. Pitches 5 innings, throws no hit baseball. 5 Ks, 4 walks, and then proceeds to be a giraffe and doesn't know how to walk back onto the mound. Ends up rolling his ankle, unfortunately. There goes his debut, but I mean, what a start to it. Touches 100 miles an hour, 3 consecutive pitches to start out his big league career.
Yeah, and he's going again tonight against the Cubbies. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the Cubbies treat him and how he treats the Cubbies. So, big series there. We'll talk about it in the third curtain call questions. But, yeah, I mean, Cincinnati Reds, 8-2, looking really good. Looking really good, playing some solid baseball, both offensively, defensively. Pitching seems to be looking a heck of a lot better, that's for sure. And then that's without Hunter Green right now, so... Kudos to Terry Francona. He's starting to, hopefully it'll continue. Bottom line.
Jumping out to the NL West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 45-29. San Francisco Giants, 41-32. San Diego Padres, 39-33. Arizona Diamondbacks, 36-36. And the Colorado Rockies, don't let them catch fire, according to the manager. 16-57, three-game win streak. I have to emphasize that, man. Three-game win streak, longest of the season.
Yeah, and they got one more against the Nats, or two more. Can't just remember. Yeah, two more, I think it is. So, yeah, got a chance with them, with the Nats being 0-10. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, great series going on right now with Los Angeles and San Diego. What a rivalry. No question about it. We talked about the Giants, obviously. Big move with Devers. Great timing with that, I think. I mean, how do you pull that trade off? You get it. Great. Dodgers just keep doing, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. I expect trades to be done still if before it's all said and done on the pitching side of things. Arizona, oh boy. Losing in the walk-off to the Jays last night. Going into that inning, Shelby Miller, what were they up, 4-5 to 4, end up back-to-back, Bichette and Barger walk it off, back-to-back home runs. They're just in a tough stretch right now. And I think there's a lot of those rumors too, right? You're still dealing with the Suarez rumors and the Josh Naylor rumors and stuff like that. They don't need that. They just need to be able to play baseball. They're still a really, really good team, and they got to get rid of those distractions. And I know you always talk about being professionals and handling it. And at the end of the day, you're still human beings, right? And I think that is impacting them. Instead of just going, hey, let's stop that. Let's stop what the press is saying. Who cares about that? We're focused on the next month and a half. Go out there and go do your job. That's what it's all about. Go do your job and let's see where we're at by the end of July. We'll make a move at that time.
Yeah, quite a week, though, for the Philadelphia Phillies. Obviously, they climbed right back up into the standings after that gosh-awful week that they had a couple weeks ago. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about... Whoa. Teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them on. So obviously we covered off the Devers one. That seemed to be the prominent question coming in this week, Nolan. But other ones coming in from Dodgers fans and Padres fans want to know what we're thinking about. Yeah, Tatis getting hit in back-to-back games, and then by Trevino both games, of all things, and then obviously the payback, Randy Vasquez going right to the Charlie Horse area on Shohei Ohtani. So, Nolan, there's all kinds of rivalries out there. Are you liking this one? Are you loving this one? Or are you just numb to it?
I mean, outside of Hunter Dobbins trying to re-spark the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees rivalry over the past week, I really do think that this has become probably the best rivalry in baseball. Cardinals-Cubs, it's tough because they haven't even played each other this year. Like, that's the insane thing to me. Obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan, hate the Cubs. That's just oldest time rivalry. Red Sox Yankees, obviously that's still the prominent one in baseball. But I mean, you just look at it, and recency bias has to be the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'd say that rivalry has taken over the San Francisco Giants Los Angeles Dodgers rivalry for supremacy in the National League West. And to me, I mean, you're looking at it, right? Those are two teams that obviously the past, what, 3-4 years have really solidified themselves in the NL powerhouse categories, right? And especially since Schilt got there, you can tell that it's just a different buzz around San Diego. And all their players have bought into the way that he is. He's a fiery manager. Not afraid to get verbal when needs to get verbal and everything like that. And obviously the Dodgers are who the Dodgers are. They're a very good team, right? Obviously there's a reason why they're still probably betting favorites for World Series this year. I mean, yeah, you're looking at it, right? Like, that's just as good of a rivalry right now in baseball as you're going to get. Both teams, like I said, the past few years have been very competitive. I mean, Manny Machado is the one that really kickstarted that rivalry to the point where it is now. Obviously, he made the comments right after he signed with San Diego saying, hey, we're going to win a World Series before you guys do. After his little tenure in Los Angeles way back in, what was that, 2018, I think, or 2017, whenever he played for the Dodgers pre-COVID. And you're looking at it, right? Like, how can that not be the best rivalry right now in baseball? Unfortunately for us on the East Coast, we don't get to see those games as often. But like you said, those are two teams that are fighting for that number one spot in the NL West. Obviously, the Padres are quite a few games back right now as it stands. But still, I mean, that's just one of those rivalries that every pitch counts.
Yeah, one of your favorite Cardinals managers that obviously is leading the ship in San Diego. He said it last night after the game or whatever, and that I'd play them every night. What's not to like about this baseball? This is what it's all about. This is what you play for. This type of competition, rivalry, excitement, passion, the fans, the players. We all know what it is. Every game. Every game is like a playoff game, and he just flat out said it. I'd play them every night. And why wouldn't I? So, exactly right. I love it. I love it. We need more of it in baseball. It's fantastic. So here's a question in, Nolan. We haven't had one in from Toronto fans for a long, long time. So with them playing some pretty good baseball, being in the wild card right now, they're wanting to know what do you think they need most going forward? Do they need that outfield because Barsho's still down? Do they need that pitcher? What do you think they're really looking at first?
It was funny. Me and Braden, we got talking about it last night. They got 8 outfielders on their roster, like including IL guys. Obviously, you got Santander, You got Springer. You got Varsho. You got Ernie. Well,
Nathan, yeah, Luke.
Yeah, Luke. You got
Rodon.
Miles Straw. You got Roden. You got Jonathan Clase, who unfortunately got hit by a pitch last night right in the kneecap. So he might be out for a few days right now. They're saying day to day. Like they got so many outfielders. I don't know how they find room for every single one of them once Varsho and once Santander come back, but I think Santander is just going to primarily DH. The biggest thing that they need is definitely a closing pitcher. And that's no disrespect to Jeff Hoffman by any stretch of the imagination, but I think you just need a true shutdown closer, someone that has that good ninth inning experience. Move Hoffman back into the eighth inning. You got Yimi Garcia, who very capable setup man and everything like that. Brendan Little, he's pitched fantastically for them this season. He's been their primary lefty. I think you need to get another left-handed reliever just to ease up a little bit, right? Like he's pitched a lot of innings so far this season and been in a lot of high-intensity spots where pretty much game's tied or they're up by one run. This guy's coming in and usually getting the job done pretty well. So that's kind of my point. I think they need a legitimate closer. If not, like if they're fine with Hoffman and if no closers are available, you got to go out there and you got to get another left-handed reliever. In particular, I'm looking at our oldest Chapman. Obviously, he's going to be the talk of the town come the trade deadline, posting career best this season. Looks legit. Obviously, he's 37 years old, carries tons of experience, been to the World Series, carries that. Whether they trade in division or not is completely out of my control, but that's who I'd be looking at getting if I was the Toronto Blue Jays. Brings both. He fills both needs. He gives you that left-handed reliever, and he gives you the closer experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to bring up Rodon. I don't know if anybody saw that catch on the weekend against the Phillies. I think it was off of Castellanos, now that I think of it. Running right into the outfield wall and snaring it. Like, even the Phillies fans applauded him. Philadelphia fans applauded him. He was down. He was shaking up pretty good or whatever or not, but full-on sprint, goes into it. What a play. Fantastic. So I wanted to plug that in there for sure. But, you know, what about a Kyle Finnegan with the Nationals? The way they're going now, they got to be looking at trading some of those longer guys. He's got 18 saves right now, pitching pretty well. He's averaging around, I think, 96.7, I think it is. Miles an hour, obviously. Is that a guy?
I've tossed around his name for a couple weeks, and absolutely, I think that's a guy that the Jays could go out there and get for that back inning closer role. Obviously, yeah, he's pitched in the closer role for the past, what, I think 3 years now with the Washington Nationals. No real, like, here's the thing. I'd put him over Ryan Helsley right now. Ryan Helsley this year for the Cardinals, unfortunately, hasn't been that closer that Cardinals fans would have loved to have had the past couple years. Obviously, he was pretty dominant from 22 to 24. This year, he's taken a little bit of a step back, getting hit hard fairly consistently, quite a few blown saves, everything like that. So to me, I think Finnegan's probably the best available closing pitcher, pending whatever the Boston Red Sox do with her oldest Chapman.
Here's one in, Nolan. We hardly ever get them in from Rockies fans and stuff like that, so it's great or whatever and things like that. Just wanting to know our opinion on, this is a great question, Hunter Goodman, their young catcher. I think he's up to 13 home runs now and stuff like that. You talk about a bright light. I mean, obviously, Brenton Doyle having a tough year. Ryan McMahon's probably going to get moved. Not really. I mean, he's doing fine home run, but the average is 217, I think it is. But Hunter Goodman, it's a good-looking young catcher for them, and a bright spot.
Yeah, I mean, they got him batting in the three hole. Obviously, been very productive. The funny thing is on fantasy stats and stuff like that, they got him as a catcher outfielder. But obviously, his primary thing has been catcher. It's tough for me to sit there and say he's good because I've seen, like, not a lot of Colorado Rockies games. I'm not going to sit here and say that and lie to you guys. But the games that I have seen, I haven't been very impressed with him behind the dish. I will say that there's been some, I don't know if you want to call it young player moves or what you want to call it, but inexperience at catcher, and you're like, all right, this guy defensively, to me right now has been a liability for what I'd expect out of a major league catcher. So that's kind of the one thing that has bugged me a little bit about him. That being said, obviously the offense, regardless of whether he plays at Colorado or not, he had a very clutch home run there the other night against Washington for his 14th of the year. That tied it up in the ninth inning, and then obviously Mickey Moniak walked it off, or, well, not walked it off, sorry, hit the go-ahead two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning off of Finnegan. But, yeah, like, I'm looking at it, like, in terms of the offensive production right now and the way that Colorado is, you got to let the kid just run with it. He's batting in the three hole as a second year major leaguer, which in of itself is very impressive for a young catcher, or for a young catcher trying to manage a pitching staff that obviously has an ERA of 55. But what do you do? Like, they're pitching in Colorado. It's tough, but same time, he's done his part offensively.
Chicago Cubs fans, I know you don't like talking about it, Nolan, but they're sending it in, and rightfully so. Leading vote getter at this point in time for NL outfielders, Mr. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. Last night, he makes a diving catch off the shoe top of Bryce Terang, comes up, first pitch, 452-foot bomb, farthest bomb for the Cubbies. What about this kid? Is he last year's Jaren Duran? You know, again, another exciting kid. What do you got to say about him?
Well, the breakout's real. That's for sure. And it's about time, I think, for Chicago Cubs fans. I think they're finally starting to reap what they sow from the Javi Baez trade to New York Mets there quite a few years back. Obviously, PCA was, like, and you listen to the interviews, PCA was kind of like the last option for guys available for being included in a trade to come back to Chicago. And even Hoyer was saying, like, hey, listen, we didn't expect this offensively out of him. And to his credit this year offensively, he has been a superstar out in center field. He's been obviously the best National League outfield hitter all across the board. Stealing bases, good pop. Numbers don't necessarily jump off the table for you, but I mean, when you're looking at a guy who's what, I think he's 24 years old now, still a young kid, but he's really settled into that role in center field. Obviously, the defense was never going to be a question with him. Tons of speed, can cover ground, gets great roots. But I really think the Kyle Tucker trade in the offseason helped him out, because Kyle Tucker patrolling right field, Seiya Suzuki kind of splitting time here and there, but primarily DHing for him. I think that move really helped him out, just to kind of free him up and say, okay, hey, listen here, big boy. Center field is going to be your position, and we're getting you a gold glove right fielder to back you up, so you can just ease up, hitting the spots in front of these guys. You're going to get pitches to hit, and you know what? He's taking full advantage of it.
Well, that's it, right? He could be a 25-25 guy by the break, the way he's going right now. 19 home runs, was 20 steals, I think it is. Hey, they were chanting MVP last night and stuff like that. Right now, the way you can't blame them if you're a Cubby fan. So, great question. Stay excited about that one for sure, Cubbies. A quick shout out, I talked about him earlier, whatever, and that, you know, Cal Raleigh as well. He, you know, you're looking at, there's a guy that could potentially be 30 and 10 by the All-Star break. 30 bombs, 10 stolen bases. What, 27 bombs last night? You got that one, and he's at 7 steals. So, thanks for sending in the curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this weekend, Kirk already kind of talked about it a little bit, just about the Philadelphia Phillies and Toronto Blue Jays series from this past weekend. Zach Wheeler making headline news, basically saying, listen, after the 27th season, after my contract is done, I am retired. Put it about as blunt could be. Nope, doesn't matter how I pitch between now and then. I'm done. Want to be a father, got four kids. Life's good. I'm like, okay. That kind of took me by surprise. Now, that being said, I mean, he'll be 37, 38 years old at the end of the contract. So obviously a little bit long in the tooth. I'm sure he wants to save a little bit of his arm left for being a parent and everything like that. But that one just kind of was like, oh, I don't even know why you bring that up in a question, knowing that the guy's got 2.5 more years left of pitching. But I mean, you're looking at the numbers. Once again, he'll be in the NL Cy Young consideration again this year. Should be a top three vote getter when it's all said and done. But I mean, once again, it just kind of takes you by surprise. I'm not going to compare him to a CJ Wilson or to a Anthony Rendon or anything like that. CJ Wilson, obviously, way back in the day, wanted to just own NASCAR, right? He wanted to do that. Anthony Rendon wants to milk a paycheck and never play baseball again or something to that effect. No one knows with him. But yeah, I mean, Zach Wheeler kind of laid out the priorities. Right now, baseball's it for another 2.5 more years, and then life's good.
Hey, great final thought, man. I didn't even know about it, so thanks for sharing it with me. I'm kind of shocked. I have to assume that he talked about it with his wife, obviously, extensively, and probably the kids as well. And good for him, man. If he's at that position and that mindset, you know he's going to go out there and still be a professional for the Philadelphia Phillies right till the end of that contract. And he'll have that desire to, just like Bryce and the rest of the crew, want to win that World Series before it's all said and done. And hopefully they can get it done for all you Philadelphia fans, for sure. But yeah, again, great final thought. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough, as always, for listening, sharing, being a part of the nation. You know what it's all about. It's getting up, getting after it, getting dirty on the field, off the field, day in, day out, as a player, a parent, a fan, a coach. Be the best you can be. That's the bottom line. Don't settle for anything less. So whatever you're doing this week, you know what? Have a fantastic week. We're looking forward to next week. But unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
All right. Thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.